Hey guys, it's your best fight friends. I'm Kelsey, that's Rachel.
It was a big weekend of a lot of different combat sports. And
more than meets the eye, in fact.
And in fact, our weekend was so full of combat sports that we were at a card in person. And this was my first in-person MMA event. So I've been to different boxing cards live, but this is my first time being to an MMA card in person. So we thought we would talk about that.
Now, of course, I'm a veteran of many MMA cards. Not many, okay? Just like two. But listen, it was fun to go as a fan to watch MMA
fights. Yeah, so tell them where we went.
We went to Fury FC, Fury Fighting Championships. It's the regional promoter here in Houston, one of the big feeder systems that gets fighters to the UFC, Fury Fighting Championships in Houston, Texas. They've been around a long time. There are a lot of people that have fought. We're actually there to support a fighter that we watch that are a friend of ours.
So this particular one, there's probably different MMA outfits, just like I know there's different boxing outfits, right, when I go out there. It's going to be, you know, I've seen Broner Maidana fight Adrian Broner, huge, like, you know, promotional thing. And then I've been to other boxing cards that are different. We'll say different. Well, this was when we got there, I didn't know what I was in for, right? And Waze took us on this back roads.
Yeah.
But it was a really great production value, and that's because Fury Fighting Championships is featured on UFC Fight Pass. So they had multiple cameras. They had big screens there. So I even got some replays.
No,
you know?
It was pretty fancy. They had pretty fancy light setups. They were a well-oiled machine. You can tell they've been doing a while. And, like, we've been to a lot of promotional outfits, as Rachel calls them, in boxing, and some of the ones, even local shows. Lou Savarese is a local promoter here in Houston. I think that he was the best Houston boxing promoter that I've been around. There are other local promotions that I've been to as well. Lou did the best job, but this was like a pretty big step up above from those Savarese boxing shows because of the production value was so good, both in person and, you know, because it's on television. It's on UFC Fight Pass. It's streamed live. So I was really impressed. And, I mean, frankly, Rachel, let's talk about the fanciest concessions that I've ever seen in my life.
That's not true.
Okay? Well, for a fight card?
It was a step up in,
like, a step up?
In concessions.
I don't think
it was the fanciest concessions you've ever
seen.
I'm saying
in your life. That this card, the production value of Fury FC was amazing. It was tantalizing. Think of another word. Cryptic. These are just random words now. Baseball.
All right. Well, let's talk about my experience.
Okay, yeah. That's what we want to get to. This was your first time. Veteran of boxing. Rachel.
Yeah.
But this was your first MMA experience.
Yeah, yeah.
Just watch it in person.
And I had some thoughts before, like, heading into this.
Yeah.
For example, I had always wondered how it is to be at an MMA fight live because of the cage situation.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I don't understand how you can really see in there. So I was a little, when I got there, I do want to say the view is a little bit more obstructed than when you're watching boxing. I think that like what holds the cage up. Like it has like columns or poles, and they have to have doors, and then it has a top, right? Like, and that's thick black around the top, and so it is a little more obstructive. They had, I want to say, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 like camera guys standing up at each of the column things. So you think there's at least 8 to 10 of those columns. So there was a little bit more. So I was curious. Now I'm curious because this of the production value of this, I had the cage in front of me, and then I had a screen over here. And I want to say I did watch that screen a good chunk of the time.
And we were pretty far back, right? We were in the general admission.
We were not cage side.
And this venue was entirely flat. So sometimes if you go to a UFC card, what will happen, usually you're in a venue where as you get further away from the action, the seats rise, like in a movie theater.
Yeah.
I wasn't like that here. So it was more challenging to see than maybe in a boxing. Also, when they would go to the ground, you couldn't really see.
Yeah, it was harder to see. So I was really grateful for the screens to be there. But I could see more than I thought I would. And at one point, they had some power issues. So we didn't have the screens for like part of a fight. And But I still was enjoying myself being there. So
yeah. What'd you think about the action? The fights?
We stayed for we saw most of the undercard and most of the main card, and I just happened to think that the undercard was more interesting. It seemed like as you went up, maybe the people got more skilled.
Maybe they had a little more jiu-jitsu than I wanted.
And so there was a lot of like grappling, but I see grappling when I watch UFC cards or PFL, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. But we were talking about on the way home that maybe the UFC and the PFL, the way their systems are set up, PFL offers points for some quick submissions, knockouts, and the UFC offers extra money for, you know, fight of the night, knockout of the night, and how this might skew the action in a certain way. And so it was interesting because to just watch two people grapple for 3 5-minute rounds. And like I'm talking, like they're like laying there, and I can see them thinking about like, okay, now I need my arm to go here, and I was like, I don't know if I can watch people think for, you know, while I'm at a fight. It was a little much.
When people are kicking each other in the face. That's my thing. You know what I mean? There was like some of the undercard, the action. There was some good.
Yeah.
Like some good action that now, ended with some good stoppages.
We both acknowledge on the way home while we were talking about this. That if we were more knowledgeable about jiu-jitsu, the whole ground game kind of thing, we might see this in a completely different way.
I would like to learn
jiu-jitsu. Totally
jiu-jitsu.
Get that. Because I am more familiar with boxing, and I can watch fights.
You can watch Guillermo Rigondeaux fight, and you're like, yeah. Oh, I like this.
There's when you know more about something. I mean, there's sports out there I know very little about. I know very little about hockey. It's really hard for me to watch any hockey.
The sport that you know the least about is pickleball, because you don't even know what pickleball is. Right?
That's correct. I know that people like fact. Around us play it a lot and talk about it a lot.
I know it has an interesting name. I'm like, is there a pickle involved?
But I don't know what instruments are used. I don't know what. I'm assuming there is a ball because it's called pickleball.
or is the ball with a pickle? Or is this pickle? There are no pickles involved at all.
I don't think there's any pickles involved.
You know what else is a pickle? Okay. When people start jiu-jitsu and beyond my ability to understand.
Yeah. So that happened as the main card went on.
It also could just have been matchup based.
Could have been matchup based. Yeah. We have a very small sample size for our opinions.
There's one other factor I think that we also need to play is that we were both pretty tired and hungry. Do you know what I mean? Like maybe if like we were just like, oh, I just ate food or whatever.
That can like affect your enjoyment of an experience.
But I would you encourage people to go to?
Yeah, I think that it was a fun experience. I know that we, just the two of us went, but there were a lot of people that came in groups. It was fun to see the groups that came to support various fighters and cheer for their fighters. I would say, and at this particular one, so this was Fury Fighting Championships. This was the food smelled great. I didn't have any.
It looked good, too.
But they had some vendor out there, loaded pistols, selling fight, like wear t-shirts and stuff.
Yeah.
The music was good. Like, I felt like it was a good experience, so I definitely do recommend it. I would also say this, and I talked about this in my Insta stories earlier today.
Humanity.
Yeah, there was. So I've only seen MMA on TV. And so what I noticed is that when I was watching these fights and when I was watching the cage and seeing the action inside the cage, here I was seeing these happened to all be men, you know, two men inside the cage who were fighting, and like just seeing like their skin, their bodies, like when they're hitting or grappling, all this, it was very like real,
visceral.
Yeah, and there was something like very human about it, and I talk about like how it brought forth and like highlighted their humanity, which I get less of when I see something through a screen.
Yeah.
And so the idea being, I think that when I see people in real life, I see more of their humanity, but anytime somebody's on a screen or they're through social media or something, it objectifies the person. And you can't help that. So, like, you're watching us on a screen right now, but because that screen is inside your phone or inside your TV or your laptop, whatever it is, that's an object. So it objectifies us in some way.
Or and it
so
leads it, us to maybe objectify.
Well, I'm saying that is an object. Or if I paint somebody, I've taken their painting and, like, put them in a painting, and they've been objectified because the painting is an object. The phone is an object. Your laptop is an object. The screen is an object, so it objectifies. And I think that when I watch fighters on TV, I have to maybe work against that a little bit. My just a natural tendency to objectify because of the state that I'm watching it in, the how it's being presented to me. And it just really got me thinking, because I felt the difference when I saw the fighters in the cage there. I felt the difference, how much more human and real it was, and how I felt a greater appreciation for what they're doing. Like, this is their job. It's also a form of entertainment for everybody who's there. And to just have gratitude for what they're bringing. But then I can extrapolate that and bring that, okay, yeah, so I need to be aware of that when I come back into the world of screens, which is where I am going to consume most of my, you know, MMA and stuff like that.
Or, I mean, another possibility is that you take that into real life, where you go out and turn all you see is objects. You know, that way you can completely be devoid of emotion. You don't have to have any human contact.
That seems helpful.
It's an invitation. Join us in our objectification of humanity.
No, do what? Not do that. I'm saying do the opposite. It's important to remember people's humanity and to bring that
robot
more into our lives. And so that was my number one thing that I was grateful that I would even like to maybe mix into my life a little bit more. Seeing fights in, like, live and in real person, even though at home I'm gonna get a better view, I'm gonna get all the replays, I'm gonna get that, it's better, I think it's better, but, like, there's something better about being there in person.
And
as
would
well
just end our talk on going to see MMA in person or even boxing in person versus the television. No matter where you sit, I promise you, no matter where you sit, you can always see better on TV. Friend of the show, Barry, calls it hyper-real, right? You watch this, you can see things better on TV. It looks different. It looks hyper-real,
yeah,
right? Than you can when you're there in real life because of all the technology that they use to capture things.
Yeah.
So just remember that when we're at a fight, you've got the best seat in the house.
Yeah. I would even, we've argued that perhaps judges shouldn't be ringside, cage side for fights, making their judging, you know? That it might be better for them to be in some kind of, you know, closed, like, studio where they're getting all the angles.
Like,
I
underwater.
What?
In
the air, you know, free falling. But not really.
Who wants to fight?
Hey, guys, thanks for tuning in, and we will talk to you guys next time.
That's ridiculous.